Hi guys, and welcome back to Open Language. This is Connor.
And this is Lisa.
And it was just Chinese New Year holiday season, and maybe you're feeling a little heavier.
I know, I certainly am. I've eaten so many mooncakes and all those little treats.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's always a time of year to eat a lot of food in the holiday season. Anyway, so today we're talking about that. We're talking about after you eat a lot of food, you may be feeling a little fat, maybe?
Or just maybe, yeah, just maybe a little chubbier.
Just a little chubbier, yeah. So this is about losing weight. So we have a dialogue between Mia and Kevin.
And yeah, here it seems that they're talking about losing weight.
All right, well, let's dive in.
Hey, Kevin, do you know of any good personal trainers?
I might. Why? Are you trying to lose some weight, or are you just trying to get fit?
A bit of both, actually. I packed on a few pounds over the holidays, and I'm starting to develop some love handles. So, I figured now would be a good time to drop a few pounds and get in shape for the summer.
I know exactly how you feel. I've actually been trying to lose a spare tire myself. All this drinking is giving me a beer belly.
Do you want to sign up for the gym together?
I don't know. The last time I bought a membership, I let it go to waste. I'm just not a gym guy. I think I'll just try to go on a diet and see how it goes.
Really? It's impossible for me to stick to any diet. Besides, I think you still need to combine it with exercise.
Yeah, but I feel like a hamster on a wheel at the gym. Also, I'm not really looking to get ripped.
Okay, fair enough. Well, if you ever change your mind, let me know. I could use the company.
All right, so we just heard a dialogue there between Mia and Kevin, and they're talking about losing weight. So Mia starts by asking Kevin, do you know of any good personal trainers?
Right, so there's a couple things here. Do you know of?
So just be careful here of the preposition, because do you know any personal trainers is a little bit different from do you know of any personal trainers.
That's right. Know of is like maybe I don't know them as a friend or personally. I just know who they are.
Yeah, so you can kind of think of it as like know of, maybe I've heard of them.
Yeah, heard of. That's kind of a similar meaning. So what about personal trainers?
So a personal trainer is someone that you frequently see at the gym.
Mm-hmm.
This person kind of creates a training plan for you. So they help you work out.
So they're like kind of like a coach, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, they're like an exercise coach and they work at the gym, at the health center, if you want to call it that. What's a shorter word? It's kind of long to say personal trainer. Do you have a personal trainer? Yes, I have a personal trainer. Personal trainer. What's an easier way to say that?
Yeah, so you actually don't really need to say personal trainer. You can just say trainer.
That's right, yeah. If we're talking about the gym, just say trainer. There's a lot of my students say PT.
Yeah, but PT, we don't really use that acronym.
Right, no, just trainer is fine. So then Kevin, he says, well, I might. Why? Are you trying to lose some weight?
So lose weight here. Just be careful. We don't really say lose my weight or lose their weight. We just say lose weight.
Right. We don't put a pronoun like that before weight. We never say my weight. Lose some weight, lose weight. I lost some weight. Usually we say some, right?
Often we say some. Or we can give the exact amount, like I lost 5 pounds or I lost 5 kilograms.
Oh, yeah. You could do that as well. Anyway, Kevin's asking, or are you just trying to get fit?
Get fit. So get fit means to be in good physical shape or condition.
That's right. Yeah, yeah. We'll actually see that word in a few minutes here. So get fit, like Lisa said, good physical condition. You're not just muscles, but also like you're eating healthy food, right?
Yes, you're doing that as well.
And you can also use the be verb. You can say I am fit or I was fit.
Yeah, so Mia here is looking to lose some weight and get fit because she's packed on a few pounds.
Oh, yeah, she's packed on a few pounds. This is a great expression, pack on. If you think packing, like packing your luggage when you go on a, you know, on a trip, it's kind of the same idea. You're putting extra things on to your body.
Yes, but here you've packed on a couple extra pounds.
Yeah, so these are things we probably don't need, but it's nice to enjoy the food.
In a more positive sense, though, you could say that I packed on some muscle.
Yeah, oh, yeah, you could also say packed on some muscle. What other things can you pack on? Could you pack on some shopping items?
No, that's a little bit strange.
Yeah, a little bit, yeah. So just pack on pounds or pack on muscle.
Okay, but because she's packed on a few pounds, she's starting to develop some love handles.
Okay. So a handle is something you grab, you hold to keep yourself stable, right?
Exactly. Yeah. So when you hug someone, you might just grab hold of this body part.
Yeah, it's kind of on your waist, on the side. So, you know, if you have a girlfriend or boyfriend or husband or wife, you maybe put your hands there when you go to hug somebody. So they're called love handles.
Yeah, so ladies, you're probably very, very familiar with this. Love handles are the little fat rolls that roll over the side of your pants.
So because Mia is worried about her love handles, she figured it's now a good time to drop a few pounds and get in shape for the summer.
Yeah, so figured here just means that I think or I just thought.
Mm-hmm, yeah, or even like a guess. Yeah, so it's now a good time to drop a few pounds. Now, I love this expression. It's like you're holding something and you drop it on the ground.
Yeah, so you can just think about leaving these pounds behind. Like you just dropped them.
There's a lot of kind of imagery here. You have to use your imagination to think about these words. You're packing on and you're dropping and you're losing all these pounds.
And so how is she dropping pounds? She's dropping pounds by getting in shape for the summer.
That's right. Yeah, getting in shape. So before we saw the word fit, get fit. This has the exact same meaning, get in shape.
Yeah, and she's trying to do this for the summer, so she's probably trying to get her bikini body back.
Oh, bikini body. Yeah, I'm trying to get my bikini. Wait a minute. No. My bathing suit body? My beach body.
Yeah, so beach body is the gender neutral term.
Yeah, bikini body. So beach body for me and bikini body for you? Or beach body?
Yeah, beach body for everyone.
Everybody, yeah. So get in shape. So we can also say, like, get fit. We can say be in shape or I was in shape. The opposite of this would be out of shape, right?
Exactly. I'm actually feeling a little bit out of shape myself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So if you're like going up some stairs, like a long staircase, and you're feeling out of breath, maybe you'll say, oh, I'm so out of shape. I should start exercising.
For sure. And maybe if you're like Kevin, you feel like you need to lose a spare tire.
Right. That's what he says. Lose a spare tire here. I love this. This is also another image. Like you have to picture this in your mind. A spare tire, like a car tire, like a car wheel, like that rubber black tire is around your body.
Yeah, so it's around your waist, just like you would use a floating device at a pool.
Oh, yeah. So it just makes your waist look bigger because you're maybe a little bit, not fat, but chubby, maybe.
All right, so he's trying to lose the spare tire, so he wants to drop the pounds.
Mm-hmm, right, and we often just say lose a spare tire. We don't usually say gain, or you could say get. He got a spare tire, or he has a spare tire.
But a much more common expression is actually beer belly. And Kevin says, all this drinking is giving me a beer belly.
Yeah, beer belly. So if you drink a lot of beer, you will get fat most of the time. Most people do anyway. Not everybody.
Unless you're in shape.
Unless you're in shape and you're exercising like every day all the time. Another word we call this is a beer gut. We actually had a drinking language lesson and this word comes up in that lesson as well. So Mia asks Kevin, do you want to sign up for the gym together?
So sign up here just kind of means join.
Right.
So you could sign up for a class, you could sign up for a gym membership, or let's say you can sign up for a team sport.
Mm-hmm, yeah, it's usually for like a club or some kind of event, right? It's not just if your friends are going to the pub and you don't say sign up.
No, right? Not it's unless kind of like, it's a pub crawl.
Right, so it's kind of like register in that way a little bit. So Kevin, he's not sure about signing up for the gym. He said the last time he bought a membership, he let it go to waste.
So letting it go to waste, you can kind of imagine this as when you, let's say, buy something, you leave it on the table, and then you never touch it again.
Mm-hmm, right. So you already paid the money for the membership, but you didn't use it.
No, you let it expire.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I actually can understand Kevin here because I've done this. I've bought a membership to the gym. More than once, and I didn't go as much as I should have gone. So I let it go to waste.
Yeah, so I think everyone has that experience. And you could let other things go to waste as well. So you could let food go to waste.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Actually, this is a big problem. A lot of people, they go grocery shopping. They buy their groceries, their food. And usually they let about 30% go to waste. They don't eat enough. This has actually become a problem. And people are talking about this.
Yeah, that's actually really surprising. But now that you mention it, I think I let a lot of food go to waste.
Yeah, it's a problem for me too. So anyway, Kevin here, he says he's not a gym guy.
No, so a gym guy is someone who likes to go to the gym.
Mm-hmm. We can use this kind of sentence in a lot of ways. You could also say person here, right? You could say, I'm not a gym person.
Exactly. Yeah. So you could say gym guy, gym girl, gym person, but we don't really say gym man or gym woman.
Mm-hmm. It just means he doesn't like the gym. You can use this for like things you're interested in, even like movies. I'm not a romance person.
Exactly. Or you could say, I'm not a fiction person.
Yeah, for sure. Right. We had that lesson about books that just came out yesterday. So Kevin says, I think I'll just try to go on a diet and see how it goes.
So go on a diet. I'm sure a lot of you have tried these before. It just means that you kind of change the way that you eat in order to lose weight.
Mm-hmm. And just be careful of the way you say this. We almost always say go on a diet. We don't say I'll diet. Go on a diet.
Yeah, so think of it as a chunk.
Mm-hmm, exactly, it's a chunk here.
All right, so for Mia here, she's a little surprised. She says, really? It's impossible for me to stick to any diet.
Oh, stick to, like a sticker. Yeah, this just means kind of maintain, not give up the diet.
Exactly. So you're continuously doing something.
Right. And there's lots of things you can stick to. You can stick to a plan.
You could stick to a budget.
Oh, a budget. Yeah. If you're trying to save your money and you calculate a budget, you have to stick to the budget. So it's something like when it's hard to maintain. It's hard to keep going, but you have to stick to it. Be strong.
So Mia can't really stick to a diet, so it seems like she kind of prefers to go to the gym. But for Kevin, he says, I feel like a hamster on a wheel.
This is a great expression. Again, you have to make a picture in your mind of this. A hamster, which is like a big mouse.
Yeah, kind of. A little bit cuter, maybe.
Cuter than a mouse, yeah, for sure. And they're on a wheel in a cage, and they're running and running and running and running and running and running.
Yeah, so that's all they can do in the cage, right? There's nothing else.
Mm-hmm. And that's what he feels when he's in the gym. He's not outside experiencing the forest and the nature and stuff like that. He's in a little cage.
Yeah, so if you're a hamster on the wheel, it's quite boring.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, for sure. I actually kind of agree here. It's a little boring. Yeah, I'm not a gym guy either. So anyway, Kevin here says, I'm not really looking to get ripped.
Yeah, so looking to here, looking to, you noticed here that it's being followed by a verb.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't mean that you're searching for something.
Mm-hmm.
It just kind of means that you want to.
Yeah, or you're even just interested in it.
Yeah, so we can be looking to, let's say, looking to improve our English.
Mm-hmm, yeah, it's like your intention, right?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. But you're not like 100% going to do it. You're still kind of finding a way to do it.
Yeah, so you could also say, I'm looking to drop a few pounds as well.
Oh, yeah, exactly, yeah.
But here he says that he's not looking to get ripped.
Right, I love this expression. It's kind of strange, rip, like you're tearing or ripping some paper. This just means you have lots of muscles. You have big, strong muscles, and you can see your six-pack. It's like your skin is being ripped, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. And the muscles are coming out and you can see all of them.
Yeah, so sometimes it looks good and sometimes it's too much.
Yeah, it could be. That's true.
Yeah, for sure. I've seen some guys at the gym and they're pretty ripped.
Yeah, actually, and there's a lot of elderly people at my gym that are very ripped.
Oh, interesting. So Mia says, okay, fair enough.
Fair enough. So this is just another expression that you can use to say, that's true, I see.
Mm-hmm. It's like when you admit that the other person, you know, has a point or is correct about something, even though maybe they disagree, but or they have different opinions, but like, okay, your opinion is, you know, like you said, true.
Yeah, you could also say that's fair instead of fair enough.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's fair. But then Mia says, well, if you ever change your mind, let me know. I could use the company.
So I could use. Mia's not literally saying use here.
Mm-hmm.
But she just means that it would be, like, it's not necessary, but it's helpful and it would be appreciated.
Right, right. Yeah, I could use. It's, like, useful for me. And we say this when we're giving a hint about something, yeah, like you said, could be helpful for us. Like, we often say this, I could use a hand. And that means?
It means that I would really appreciate someone helping me.
Yeah, exactly. And another one?
We could also say I could use a break.
A break, so I want a break. But in this case, she wants company.
Yeah, so company, this is not the kind of company that you work at.
No, 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 no. And notice I said she wants company, not a company, which in this case just means friend.
Yeah, so you can kind of think of this as companion.
Ooh, yeah, companion, right. We often use the word accompany, A-C-C-O-M-P-A-N-Y, which means to go together with.
You can also say, sorry, can I call you back? I have company over.
Oh, that's right, yeah. It means there are people at your house or people with you.
Exactly. But here she wants company at the gym, and she's been trying to convince Kevin to come. So she wants to tell him that, hey, I would really appreciate you coming with me.
Exactly, right. This is a great expression. If you're sad because maybe, you know, you broke up with your boyfriend or girlfriend, you want your friends to come over and kind of cry with you. Like, oh, I could use some company right now.
I've definitely used that with some people.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Me too. All right. Well, why don't we listen to that dialogue one more time?
Sounds good. Hey, Kevin, do you know of any good personal trainers?
I might. Why? Are you trying to lose some weight, or are you just trying to get fit?
A bit of both, actually. I packed on a few pounds over the holidays, and I'm starting to develop some love handles. So, I figured now would be a good time to drop a few pounds and get in shape for the summer.
I know exactly how you feel. I've actually been trying to lose a spare tire myself. All this drinking is giving me a beer belly.
Do you want to sign up for the gym together?
I don't know. The last time I bought a membership, I let it go to waste. I'm just not a gym guy. I think I'll just try to go on a diet and see how it goes.
Really? It's impossible for me to stick to any diet. Besides, I think you still need to combine it with exercise.
Yeah, but I feel like a hamster on a wheel at the gym. Also, I'm not really looking to get ripped.
Okay, fair enough. Well, if you ever change your mind, let me know. I could use the company.
Okay, so we just heard the dialogue between Mia and Kevin again, and, you know, I really can understand this situation because I'm not a gym guy, and it's been hard for me to stick to a diet. What about you?
So like Mia, it's impossible for me to stick to a diet, but I'm actually a gym girl, so Ooh. I go there pretty regularly.
Yeah, okay, well, that's really good. I like being outside when I'm running. I can understand like some of the equipment, some of the machines you can use to get in shape. I've, you know, done most of my exercising just at home with some weights, but that works for me. Everybody's different, and you have maybe your own way of, you know, getting rid of your beer belly or dropping a few pounds.
For sure. And actually, I'm really looking to get in shape for the summer right now as well. So Let us know what your tricks are for losing weight.
Are you a gym person or do you like to exercise in a different way? And what worked for you and maybe what didn't work for you? So we look forward to seeing those comments and we'll talk to you later.
Bye for now.
Nothing matters when I'm with you. Life is simple, 'cause girl, you're the truth. All along, I was here for you.